Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is Friday. Yes, it's Friday. Wow, September the 22nd. Where is this year going? Well, I know this year is going by quicker than I anticipated. And, you know, a couple days ago, I had the chance to go see a friend of mine, Chris Guillebeau, which I think you've heard me talk about him a few times on the podcast. He's the guy behind the World Domination Summit. I got to see him on his second stop of his book tour for his newest book called Side Hustle. From Idea to Income in 27 Days, he was on book tour here in Los Angeles on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday the 20th, just a couple days ago. And I had gotten a copy, advanced copy of the book when I was at World Domination Summit. Thumbed through it a little bit, but I was just really impressed with some of the things he brought up as he did his mini talk around the book. And then the last slide came up on his talk, and or close to the last slide. I think it was the last slide. And it said these six words: inspiration is good, action is better. And it really stopped me in my tracks. I thought, wow, that's a really profound statement, because when I think about what it takes to live a life uncloseted, we can all be inspired by the thought of living a life uncloseted and going and doing our own thing and making our bold moves. But if we don't take any action, where do we end up? And so as I was sitting there in the audience, like pondering that, and then, you know, everything ended and people started lining up to get their books signed and everything, I thought, how can I work this into my riff and rant for this week? And, here's what I came up with. I came up with five other statements about what we think is good, but what can be better, especially on our journeys to uncloset ourselves, to fully living our life uncloseted. And so here's the things I came up with. I'm just going to share them with you really quick. This is going to be a short little riff and rap. But so here's number one. Dreaming is good. Believing is better. Number two is hope is good. Trust is better. Number three is curiosity is good. Courage is better. Number four is desire is good. Direction is better. And number five is capable is good. Confidence is better. I'm going to run through them one more time really quickly, but as you hear the words again, I would invite you to think about what each of these means for you. What is the thing you're trying to uncloset yourself from? What is the direction you're trying to go? What's that big, bold move you're trying to make that maybe dreaming is good, but believing in yourself is better? Or maybe hope is good in your mind because you're hopeful about something, but trust is better. Trusting yourself to go do the thing you're meant to do. Or maybe you're finding yourself in a place where curiosity is good, but the courage is better. The courage to go explore beyond just being curious. You actually step into it and you have the courage to take the actions that need to be taken and the stands that need to be done. Yeah, courage could be better. And what about that desire? We all have desires, and desire is really good. But if we don't plan a direction, then what good is it? So yeah, direction is better. And finally, capable is good. You can be capable of everything, but if you don't feel that in a confident way, then what's the point? You're always going to feel less than. You're always going to feel not good enough. But when you're capable and you see your capabilities as something that makes you feel confident, then own it. Go through it. Be it. Do it. Okay, I know I'm getting a little excited there, but I just want to, you know, I just want to thank Chris, and I don't know if he's going to be listening to this. He might, because, well, you never know when he might show up. But I just want to thank Chris for that last slide, because it is the reason that we had this riff and rant this week. And just as a quick reminder, his slide said, inspiration is good, but action is better. So what's inspiring you right now in your life, but you're not taking any action? That's what happens when you don't live a life uncloseted. You don't take the action. You don't take the steps necessary. And then all you are left with is inspiration, which isn't a bad thing, but I'd much rather be inspired into action than inspired for just inspiration's sake. So that's it. Have a great, great idea. Yeah, if you have a great idea for a riff and rant, then let me know. But if you have a helicopter flying over like I do right now, that's probably what you're hearing. But if you are inspired about something, why not take the next step and act? Because that is much better. Take care.